agenda D, general discussion. Any have any comments in that area? Commissioner Carpenter, I have one question. I've had some inquiries which relate to the wolf that treed the woman, and there seems to be some. I'm sure some comments about the department calling off. I don't know enough about it to really speak to it, other than the woman was treated by the wolves and the department decided not to engage is basically the gist of what I got. And we don't need to spend a lot of time on that today, but Joe, could you perhaps look into that and send an email out on it, or if that would be appropriate, so I have a better grasp of the facts?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. We've heard those rumors, too. We're putting together a timeline of events that took place, et cetera. On that particular issue, I believe there was a decision that all parties agreed to let the helicopter go that was made within about a 15-minute time period from our first notification. There was a time in that 15 minutes when we were scrambling to try and understand, you know, where's this person at, how many wolves, you know, what had been done, or just what the situation was, and so we one of our staff was a little hesitant about an initial inquiry about the helicopter until we understood more of the setting. But you know, in an emergency like that, everybody's scrambling, phone calls are going in all directions. But it wasn't. Like I said, I think it was around 15 minutes before we all came to agreement and the helicopter took off. So we can put some information together and give you our sense of what occurred. And we're comparing notes with the other parties as we speak. So,
as I expected, you're on top of that, Joe. Thank you very much.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Keeney. I had a comment.
Yes, Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah. And just be careful with this one. I sat and had my lunch in the Idaho wilderness area hunting elk one year and was surrounded by wolves, and I sat and ate my sandwich. And it depends on your level of comfort being around wolves. And I'm not saying this woman didn't experience an amount of fear. I wasn't there. I don't know. But wolves don't climb trees. People do. She chose to go up a tree to protect herself, which might be viable. But there's other, I hate that term, the wolves treat the woman. No, she was afraid and she chose to go up there. Maybe someday she'll tell more of her story. Until then, there's thousands of people out in the woods all the time that experience wolves and they don't crawl up trees. So, I mean, and it might have been worse than that. But I doubt they were chasing her and ran her up a tree. I very much doubt that. And until that information comes out, we should be careful and not go with the quote, she was treated by wolves description.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. If I could make a comment as well.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I had dinner with Tim Brown the other night. We had our first invited stakeholder meeting on Southeast Washington Columbia River salmon fisheries, especially spring Chinook, and we talked about the situation as well. And as somebody who's worked a lot with emergency response, there's this tendency to you know, all the responders want to do something right away, and our training really is take a deep breath, assess the situation, and then start working on the response. And it sounds like that was really what our representative from the department was doing, somebody who is very knowledgeable about wolf biology and wolves. there was this usual tendency of emergency response that everybody just wanted to push and get it done. And I think that's kind of where the stories have arisen. We were calling for, take that deep breath. Let's get this, the information we need to get the appropriate response in place. But as Joe said, things happened very quickly, and it all turned out fine.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Joe, I guess you can put the pieces together and do what you think is appropriate. I think that would be great. So if there are any other general discussion items.
Larry, I have one thing. I'm going to be sending out the proposed 2019 calendar. It doesn't have locations or anything. I'll leave that up to you guys to make those decisions. This is just the proposed dates for the calls and the meetings for next year. We can talk about it at August. We can talk about it in September. Hopefully have decisions no later than October sometime.
Very good. Thank you, Tammy. Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the commission?
Mr. Vice Chairman, I think you're about ready to go.
Commissioner McKenzie.
Yes, thank you. This is not a question for the meeting here, but for Commissioner Holzmiller, who is on the call. Jay, I wondered if you're open for a short call when this does close out.
I'll give you a ring as soon as we're off. Okay, Don?
Thanks very much.
Okay, I will move to adjourn this call, the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is 9:07 a.m. on July 20th, 2018. Thank you all for a good call, and have a great weekend.